Welcome back to another exciting episode of 20 Minutes with Chad. With Chad still going on about U.S. politics.
Right? No, dude, I just like literally, I'm on Twitter trolling, and I guess Bruce Springsteen sang a couple of songs, you know, at the rally of Harris and Obama in Georgia today, and he looks like an angry old lesbian who looks, it was bad. So and Bridie put a post on it, a picture, and I was like, why does he look like an angry old lesbian? And hella dudes are like, oh my God, it's so true. And they send me a picture and it's like dead on. Looks like an angry lesbian who hates penis, wants penis, but blames the world on penis problems.
Okay. Since Chad likes to post on Facebook, and it's really easy.
I've been posting a lot more on Twitter too.
I haven't been on Twitter looking for Chad, but I do pay attention to his Facebook. Last night, Chad did a deep dive of 90s comedy directors that defined me and influenced my storytelling. Dennis Dugan, Tom Sadak, and the Farrelly Brothers, and Kevin Smith, to name a few. How do they influence you? You don't really go into depth here.
Well, because it's like, I don't want to give all my secrets that are on Facebook, because a lot of people, I only have 74 friends on Facebook, and they all know me, so they know my work. Kevin Smith, because of the dialogue, like, is this how he has bizarre characters? Dennis Dugan, like, because I was looking, because he's like a quiet hitmaker. He did most of the Adam Sandler movies in the 90s. A lot of people don't know that. Like, he did a lot of the movies. He was a failed actor, TV actor who started doing directing. And he did, like, I want to say he did Problem Child too. So he did Problem Child, and like he did like these movies. And he's kind of dubbed the quiet hitmaker. And Tom Shattuck, he did most of Jim Carrey's movies in the 90s. So it's just like, I'm sitting here because I'm trying to think of, because I've been kind of going on this like existential retrospective kind of thing of my career, where someone the other day, excuse me, man, asked me, what would I describe or define my career trajectory via genre? And I was just like, out of the blue, I was kind of like, from art house to outhouse. Because if you guys saw my, like, if you guys seen my earlier work, it's very, was serious and stylized, very artsy fartsy. Like, I wanted to be like the, especially in my late teens and early 20s, like Philip Seymour Hoffman, Tim Blake Nelson, got P.T. Anderson, Quentin Tarantino, Nick Gomez. All these people were like my favorite directors, and I wanted to be like, make good art, because I was doing experimental theater at the time growing up. I was writing my own plays, acting. I was doing that even in my youth theater days, where I was already doing all this stuff in my teens. So a lot of the stuff kind of led to my career. Like, a lot, I just sit there looking, and I was like, oh, this kind of led a path, because I was writing things. I wasn't doing comedy stuff. Like, I love comedy. I've always loved comedy. I did a little improv here and there, a little sketch comedy here and there, but I never looked at it as like a viable career, because I wanted to do serious stuff. I wanted to be considered artist, like an artist, not an auteur, but just like an artist, you know, type thing. And then after my brother died when I was 23, almost 23, I kind of changed, where I was just like, okay, I kind of started doing darker comedies, doing raunchy comedy, because I like comedy, because I grew up like Adam Sandler films, Jim Carrey. I love movies like that. So I was sitting there and I was just like, oh, okay. And I started kind of seeing this career transitioning into like comedy, and then like sketch comedy, and then TV comedy, like Ricky Gervais and Louis C.K., Charlie Kaufman. Like, and I started doing that. And I think the older I got, I kind of was comfortable in doing it. It's like, it's my wheelhouse. Like, I know my strengths. I know my limitations. And I focus on that. And it goes back to the conversation I had with friends, where it's like art versus entertainment. I'm more entertainment. I make my stuff for an audience. And that's what I do. It's just like, I'm not doing to be like, oh, I'm an auteur, I'm cool, look what I have to say. I'm like, Nah, I'm like, that's cool. There's people who do it way better than me and who are very more intelligent than I am and more talented than me doing that. I'm comfortable in doing my stuff where it's just like, I am what I am or who I am. So it's just like, I just do what interests me. And if the audience likes what I want to do, it's like, I find something, I do it. Like I was explaining to someone how I was looking at motion pictures. I was like, I see, I break it into three categories. You have cinema, which is like the experience, an event where you go to the theater because you know it's just going to be a masterpiece, everything. It's for a big audience. That could range from Star Wars, Marvel movies, whatever you want to say. That's a cinema experience where you're going to the community, like Francis Ford Coppola, where you have to go to big screen, like Tim Burton and stuff like that. And then you have films, which are, they have a point of view or a perspective on things. They have a voice behind it, like Pulp Fiction, Desperado. They have things where there's a voice behind it. And then you have movies, which is for an audience. It's like nothing bigger. It's like popcorn movies where it's like Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumber is a movie. Like it does its job. It's entertainment. For example, the reason why I go on that deep dive was I was watching Ricky Stenicki. It's Peter Farrelly's new movie that came out earlier this year. I loved it. I don't think it deserved all the shit that I was getting from. It should have got a movie theater release because it was funny and it was not bad as everyone says it was. And it's just funny because especially when filmmakers get me like, oh my God, it's so awful. I'm like, because it's not for you. Like, it's not supposed to be for everyone. It's entertainment. If you don't like fucking dick and fart jokes and like, oh, I pooped myself or, oh, I pee myself. If you don't like those kind of jokes, they're not for you. So why the fuck are you watching it and then bagging on it? Like, it's just kind of ridiculous when they do that shit where it's like, I don't know. It's just like, what's your opinion on it? Because you do that shit sometimes too for a so-called critic.
I like Ricky Stenicki.
Okay, so you see, you're normal. You're fucking normal.
Like, it made me laugh.
That's what it made me laugh too.
What it's is just like the Billy Idol, what he does, Billy
the
Idol.
The Billy Idol thing, yeah. The coming one, time for a dun dun. I was like, oh, it's,
I didn't like, hate it. I think I was the only guy in the group. The other guys didn't like it.
It's because it's just a fun, dumb film. You need those sometimes. You have to have those movies. You don't want everything fucking serious. That's why I get mad about the stand-up comedy scene right now, where you have all these comedians like Jon Stewart, Colbert, John Oliver, trying to be all like serious and art, and we're truth sayers. I'm like, dude, we're dick and fart joke artists. We're fucking jesters, man. You're like, yeah, I get so-called so-and-stuff there.
Don't put Seth Meyers in there. Seth Meyers is my favorite.
No, I'm not even bagging on him. I'm not even bagging like on.
Myers. I'm not going to bag on Seth Meyers because I'm not.
I think him, sketch comedy wise, he's a fucking genius. I think he's a great fucking writer.
Makes me laugh so hard.
His stand up.
His stand up is fantastic.
But when it comes to acting, writing, sketch comedy, I actually think he did good. Like I'm an SNL fan, so I liked when he was on it. Him and what's her name? God damn it. I can't think of the name. Can't think of her name for some reason because my brain is fucking hurt. But it's just like there's certain writers, Tina Fey, certain writers, like when she was a writer and co-person who ran it and all this stuff, like that was a good time. That was good comedy writing. Like, I even like Will Ferrell shit where it's just like a lot of people think you have to be all about truth and da 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 for comedy. And I'm like, I just like saying dick and fart jokes. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to be one of those like comedians going and being a misogynist or anything. That's once again, it goes to being a comedian or being a fucking dick. So it's just like talking about certain things. Yeah, I was like, once again, it's not censorship, it's opinion. It's like, why does a celebrity's opinion matter? Or why, for like the whole J.K. Rowling thing, calling people like, oh, trans is men playing dress up. Who cares? She's a fucking writer. That's her fucking opinion. Let her have her fucking opinion. Now, if she's saying go throw him and put him in a happy camp or and gas him or something, then, you know, that's a fucking problem. But it's not. She's not saying that. So it's like they're acting like people's opinions matter. And I'm like, opinions don't matter. Everyone has one, just like they have a butthole. So I'm like, that's why when critics say certain things about my films and stuff, like, or people don't like my stuff, I'm like, okay, cool. Because I'm not seeking validation. I'm like, you just don't either get what I'm doing. You're not what a fan of what I want to do. So it's just like, it is what it is. And, oh, sorry, I got a fart. Ah, that was good.
I'm not editing that out.
Don't. It's Chad being his true inner self, his authentic self, pooping himself on his podcast. Yes.
If you're going to stop being Kevin Smith, we do have other topics
eventually. Yeah, okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, thanks. I'm on to talk again. That's yeah, nice. Yeah. This one I did want to discuss. I don't get the sex of people of Mia Goth. She's like Arkansas's cousin hot.
Yes.
What does that even mean?
It means she's a fucking hillbilly looking person. I'm like, once again, it's opinion, but it's just like, she's like cousin hot, man. It's just like hillbilly cousin hot. Like, a bunch of Arkansas people banging their cousins. I don't know what
that even means. That is not a thing.
Well, Arkansas, in Arkansas, they fuck their cousins.
Okay.
Which is...
They're allowed to.
First cousins, yeah, if you want retarded babies. But that explains why all the rednecks look scary and drink a bunch of Mountain Dew. But
there you go. But that's the reason.
Exactly. Like, now, drinking 7-Up, Shirley Temple Special Edition.
That's right up.
Pomegranate and cherry. It's so refreshing. Nom, okay. Nom, nom, nom. 7-Up.
That's all you
want to
say about me, God.
Yeah, I just don't find her hot. A lot of people find her hot, and I'm like, and I don't think her acting's
great. Topics.
Okay, go ahead.
Chad's been watching baseball. Mm-hmm. I love baseball. I love playing baseball. Mm-hmm. Always relaxing. Let's back this point up. When's the last time you played baseball?
Last time I played baseball when I was 14. So basically, I stopped playing. The reason why I stopped playing is because I graduated high school when I was 15. And because college, you have to be 18 over to play sports because you're considered an adult. I couldn't play. So that's why I went to like theater programs and stuff when I was doing that. But I was actually really, really good at baseball. So like really good. But that's also why my knees are all jacked up too. I kind of play catcher. So my knees are done fucked up.
October is almost over. The election is near. Holidays are coming. And then I'm turning the big 4-0. Insert nervous breakdown.
Oh, pretty much, dude. I have this weird obsession with 40. I don't know why. My therapist mentioned it a bunch of times. Like, you have this weird obsession with it. I'm like, yeah, I'm not a fan of it. Not looking forward to it because I'm closer to 50 than 20. So it's just going to make it awkward hitting on 20-year-olds. You're like, damn. Got to start carding people.
Movies of the 90s were built differently and probably the best generation of films. Yes. I say films, not cinema. What's the difference?
Once again, it goes back to the motion picture thing. A lot of the 90s was film-based. They had their own point of view, their own voice. They just swung for the fences. They don't play it safe anymore. You don't have that whole corporate, like, oh, we're blinded by the corporate views type thing, where it's just like you could do pretty much anything. It was less censorship. People were less offended, I guess, in a way. Once again, I'm not saying, oh, people being woke and blah, 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 because every generation or every decade has their thing. Like the 80s, it was heavy metal. They thought it was fucking the devil music. And that's when, well, we know because you're old.
Thanks. Very old. Well, you're almost 40 here, buddy. You're not too far away from me.
I was like, what was I was talking to like one of my coworkers. His dad came in and his dad's like this big 6-foot, like 6'6" black dude. And I'm going, It's like, that's your dad. And he's just like, yeah, he's probably your age. And I was like, fuck, he is. He's like 2, 3 years older than I am. God damn it. And this kid's like 21. I was like, God damn it. I hate my life. Go hang myself with my boxers in the bathroom. I'm like, okay. Ugh.
I have two more left for you. And I think
okay.
I have enough time. When corporations tell you to sign an acknowledgement document about policies and upcoming changes, you're basically agreeing to a contract. You are correct.
Oh, yes. Oh, I know. Oh, I know. And I know which one you're talking about because I have a whole thing I want to do about my job. But this is like basically in the state of California, you're not supposed to be taxed on your tips. Because especially my job is considered fast food and you're designed for they're selected. And California's thing, hence why the minimum wage went up to $20 instead of because restaurants, you still get the bare minimum wage. You get $17 an hour plus tips because tips based. So that's why they get taxed because they get larger amount of tips because tips and gratuity. Here, we don't. So the other day, I kind of noticed, well, not the other day, but a few weeks ago, I noticed that our job was taxing our credit card tips. And I asked our manager, like, hey, can you get this? And then the corporation was like, oh, we don't do that, but we can't share that information if we did. And that's like doublespeak where I've done auditing before. I was like, okay, these motherfuckers are fucking taxing our tips, whatever. And then, and this was on cash tips too, where cash tips are not supposed to enter the thing. Well, and they're talking about how cash tips work. Everyone needs to spread it out equally, blah, blah, blah. If there's $20, five goes here, five goes here, five goes here, but five stays in the store kind of thing, keeps the thing. But, well, they're like, oh, but you have to enter in the computer system. But in the low line of it, it says, oh, but the company name, I can't say the company name and the management won't see it. So I was like, well, that's bullshit. And I'm not going to sign it because basically, why are we putting it into the computer system then if it's not going to matter? So when you change the policy, you're going to screw us because basically you list the terms and you have the date and the initial of the person basically consenting to an acknowledgement. Acknowledgement is basically, say, it's a synonym, which this is a writer in me, and I even use this in the thing to the district manager. The district manager was butthurt because she was like, oh, you can't get them. I'm like, well, what if we write you up? I'm like, hey, good luck writing me up because I know my labor laws, and unless EDD tells me to sign this shit because it affects my pay stuff, no, like, good luck because they're basically trying to try to tax you. So it's not the state that's taxing you. They're taking the money to pay their fucking shit. So they're taxing you, so you're getting double tax. So I'm like, no, 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 that's not going to happen. But a lot of the kids were like, they realized, because I'm a rebel, like a rabble-rouser when it comes to that, where I was just like, this, this, and this. Like, you guys know an acknowledgement. As a writer, what's the synonym for acknowledgement? Like, consent, acceptance, confirming. I was sitting there, I was like, you're basically accepting a contract, and that's not even that. Documentation. They're like, what do you mean it says documentation? What's the synonym of documentation? A contract. So you're signing a fucking contract. And then they're like, and one of the general managers is like, well, what if we write you up for it? I'm like, well, go ahead, because that's not gonna fly, because I have already so many complaints against you with my lawyer where if I have to sue you, good luck. Like, I have the time, like, I don't have a family to be worried about. So like, yeah. But yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So it was interesting. I don't know if that's my car. I don't know if that's my car beeping or what. No, it's not.
Do you have a car still?
Yeah, sadly, it's somewhat. Like, I haven't fixed it yet. I still have some stuff to do. I've been buying podcasting equipment because me and my friend Andrew are going to do like a, you're like, don't talk about podcasting. We're going to do a podcast about our early work. But Yeah, so it's just, I've been like buying microphones and all that stuff to hook up to my
Okay.
Zoom
Can I
H4n
ask my
Pro.
last question?
Sure. Ask your last
Thanks.
question.
Because nobody cares about your podcast and hasn't done yet, like your movies you don't do. Okay. Yeah, buddy, voted today.
Yeah. Well, you
Like,
voted to other, you know, I
well, who
voted.
cares?
I mailed in. I'm like, yeah, no, because that's the thing. Well, it's kind of snarky, yeah, buddy, because it was like, my candidate's not going to fucking win. We all know Trump's going to win. So it's just like, who cares? Both candidates are going to ruin the United States. So it's like, Russia's already teaming up with China and North Korea and Brazil and South Africa and Ethiopia and India and Iran and Malaysia, you know, all the Asian ones that we should bomb.
So
But, you
I'm
know,
just going to hold you here right now to make sure I heard this right. You said Trump will win. Okay, that's all I want to say.
Oh, yeah,
So
that's yep.
when we record in a couple weeks, I'm
Mm-hmm.
pulling this back up. So I'm holding you to that. I don't know who's going to win. I don't get to vote, so really doesn't affect me in any way.
Well, you're Canadian, so you guys get free
Correct.
healthcare. We don't.
Well, that's I can't help you on that one.
Right. I gotta find
Okay.
myself a Canadian wife.
You're done.
All right, shadows out.